It's Ticket Stock 2004, Animal House style. February 20th through the 22nd. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. Good afternoon, everybody. We appreciate and are, in fact, honored that you have chosen us and given us the opportunity to edify you jocularly on your way home or wherever you're going right now. And if you were standing by for a ranch report with Mickey Spagnolo, we regret to inform you that we will be unable to present that today due to a Mickaroo vacation. However, in its place, we have a barbershop quartet on the way up here.
What?
Everybody thinks we're kidding, don't they? They think we're kidding.
So do I.
Well, as far as we're concerned, barbershop quartets don't get enough credit.
They don't get any credit.
What about when those barbershop quartets are women?
What about it?
I just had to dump you.
I know.
Why'd you dump that?
Because he said the S word.
I did.
He was trying to say barber shop, and he said
quartet.
He said barber ship.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. I did.
That's what it sounded like to me.
That's horrible.
Don't know that I would have dumped that.
Well, in this day and age, Mike, you can't be too careful. Thank you, Colin Powell's son.
Of course, now I can sit here and second-guess the producer all day long.
True.
Of this show, if I wanted to. I could do that.
That's way too easy.
How can there be an all-female barbershop quartet? Because doesn't there always have to be a tenor in the group?
Maybe they have one.
They do, and she's 17 years old.
And she sings like, giddy up, boom, bappa. She's got that voice?
Well, that is not a tenor.
Oh.
Soprano, isn't it?
She sings like this.
Who's the low?
Giddy up, boom, pop, boom, pop, bow, bow.
Giddy up, boom,
pop, boom. That's the basso profundo.
Oh, okay. Gregor, that used to be your nickname, is basso profundo.
Really? Be tough to put on the T-shirt.
Well, I'm excited about this.
I am too. And I'm also excited about what we have now, because what we have now is the exciting return of Dizzy D and Coco. I was told that they had died in a very, very tragic and unfortunate drive-by. No?
I was told the same thing 2 years ago.
Yes. A very unfortunate and tragic drive-by in Cedar Crest one night.
They haven't been on the air.
Do we need to sample some of their other work before we... Because some people may not... 2 years, they may not be familiar with
Dizzy D. Yeah, we're going to need to completely reset this.
Well, go ahead.
Because they used to, they're two rappers infatuated with the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the Rangers are winning or there's controversy.
Right.
Yes, Dizzy D and Coco were, and I guess still are, and I'm assuming these are, do we know for sure that these are the same guys? And somebody hasn't just lifted the name?
I'd be sorry.
They sound pretty much the same.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were a rap duo with a strange fixation on the Rangers.
And they churned out such hits as Utility Man.
R-Mat, about Ruben Mateo, right. Being their favorite player.
Mm-hmm. Dugout Chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dugout Chaos. I forgot about that one.
Didn't they compose Big 12 Pounder?
Yeah.
Yep,
that was probably their biggest hit.
12 Pounder?
Right.
And maybe a little premature on that, too.
You think?
Yeah.
What was odd is I was a part of 12 Pounder, and I was hoping I would get to meet Dizzy D and Coco. They asked me to participate in that, and I was prepared to join them in the studio. At least that's what I thought would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I was picked up in a limo one night, taken to a studio where there was only an engineer. He told me what to do. I did it, and they were nowhere around. And I'm very disappointed that I didn't get to meet them.
It's the way rap albums are done these days.
Yeah.
It's all done through email.
I guess so.
So do we need to hear?
Yeah, let's listen to. Yeah, let's listen to some of their previous work.
Let's hear 12 Pounder.
Well,
oh,
I'd
wait.
Like to,
no, I guess
on.
We got to.
This song was the actual song that the Rangers were listening to when someone got in a fight with Chad Curtis.
It was Royce Clayton.
Yeah, utility man.
Yes, Chad Curtis and Royce Clayton got into a snit over
the thong song.
The thong song, which was being played in the clubhouse, and Chad Curtis, being a devout Christian man, took offense to that, and he tried to get Royce Clayton to shut it down.
Good Lord! What is wrong with you two?
Did you have to dump that?
I let that one go just because it was him.
Okay, well, I didn't say anything untoward. He tried to get him to shut it down. And a big clubhouse issue ensued because of them. And one of Royce Clayton's comments at the time was that Chad Curtis was nothing but a utility guy. Hence, Dizzy D and Coco take that and turn it into this, their first hit, Utility Man.
Boy, their music was...
Pretty lame. Hey, yo, Dizzy D, you play a little baseball?
Yeah, what's up?
You think you can get yourself maybe an MVP this year, my man?
I don't think so.
Well, check it out, all right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You got a World Series ring. You got an MVP. Your mother buys a crack from Daryl Strawberry. You played with the Yankees. You got a big head. Your sister is a hoe. I shagged her in my bed.
How about your baseball card for a dime on eBay?
You hit two home runs. You think you're Willie Mays.
Your contract sucks. You can't afford cable. Got your pumpkin head bounced off a ping pong table. You tell a team man. You tell a team man. You can't play ball, but you think you can. A left field, a right field, you can't get a hit. You think you're a player, but you ain't worth shit.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What's up now?
They had to be bumping for that today, too.
All right, do we have our Matt in there?
Our Matt?
Yeah. Do we have that in there?
Or Dugout Chaos? Dirty Dugout Chaos?
I don't know if any of that stuff's in there, to be honest with
Big
you.
Big 12 Pounder's got to be in there. Doesn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know what all that stuff's labeled as.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you find that? How'd you find Utility Man?
It's called Utility Man.
It's the only one we could remember.
Find any of it, Psycho? Oh, great.
You know what? We can just play the new one. I think you get the idea.
I don't know. I think people would like to hear a little of 12 Pounder.
Remember, 12 Pounder was labeled, like Expo labeled it, like 12 and then LBER or something like that? Stupid?
Or 12 number sign ER?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Kevin Scott says he's got one. Go ahead.
No, this is the new one. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Jesus. Here we go.
What's this?
I don't know.
Hey, Mr. Hart, are you listening to me? Are you working on a contract for Bruce Lee?
It seems you're signing everyone from the Far East. Take out the foul pole and plant a bonsai tree.
No more barbecue, just sushi and sake. Who's the new coach? Mr. Miyagi?
Who's Mr. Miyagi?
Karate Kid, bitch. Hadn't heard that one in a while, have you?
That's so old school. John Rock is our closer. I guess he's the man. He played winter ball in Georgia pitching for
I've
the
never heard this.
Carl Everton for Gabe, but Gabe's muscles are bigger. We heard Rucker thinks Carl's a crazy ass.
Go!
I can say that word.
Not on the ticket.
I was saving for the hotspot then.
Good point.
I've never heard this.
They're both on a team, and we hope they get along. They might need a little help. Did anyone find Corby's bomb?
I hadn't heard. We got baseball fever, and we think you're gonna catch it.
We got too many psychos. Where's Nurse Ratchet?
We got a racist, a nut, and half of Japan.
There's probably still time to scout the Taliban.
But we love this team more than we love your station.
The brand new sponsors, the United Nations.
Take the butt sign down and the Kroger sign too.
Put up a Jackie Chan poster eating egg drop soup.
That's what they like over there, egg drop soup. I don't get it.
Okay. And Mugu Gai Pan.
This was never played. Have you ever heard this run?
No.
This has never been played.
We never played that?
Never.
I think we
no,
have.
That was no.
I don't
that
think
was
we
never,
have.
I guarantee you, I'd remember that. That has never been played.
I thought I remembered the phrase "the Taliban" in a song.
Yeah, I think this we've has heard been that. Played. It's been a long time. You maybe guys have Joe,
maybe,
older.
Maybe Joe Michael can email us. He'll remember. But I don't think so. That's never been played.
The offering we've gotten from Dizzy D and Coco.
How is it that we don't have something that good? But Bob and Dan can come up. But they save everything.
Right. Well, they have like 20 interns to file that stuff away. This was all based on...
All it would take was one good producer.
I know.
This is all based on what happened here recently with the firing and subsequent rehiring of A-Rod's little cabana boy within the clubhouse.
Ah, okay.
Oh, they were bent out of shape about that?
Yeah, because A-Rod gets his own personal assistant, I guess.
What's the name of it? Is it titled?
Danny, what was it called?
Clubhouse Ho.
All right, let's listen to Dizzy D and Coco's new offering, Back Together Again After a 2-Year Hiatus.
They might have been in jail.
Death or jail. Clubhouse Ho.
Just the other day, me and Dee had a laugh about the range of players and the white boy staff.
The franchise had sunk to an all-time low, and then came the story of the clubhouse hoe.
A-Rod needed someone to fold his jeans,
to wipe his Cuban butt and keep his hiney clean.
So he got a little bitch to do his chores,
to squeeze a lime in his tequila and chase down whores.
He says, turn the TV down and buff my nails,
answer my phone and sort my mail.
Excuse me, Mr. A-Rod, the hotline's on the phone.
You know what to tell him?
F no!
This is the story of the clubhouse hoe. Alex winds him up, and there he goes. Get the mud off my shoes, and oil my mitt. Wax my hairy ass, and pop my zits. Do my laundry, fill up my truck, and hold my middle finger to flip off Buck.
You see, Buck didn't like it that Alex had a guy.
It made Alex seem special, and that wouldn't fly.
He told the boy to pack his things and put him in a box.
So Alex said, Buck, trade me to the Red Sox.
So the drama had started, it was time for a trade.
And we all waited around for a deal to be made.
But who the hell would deal? A-Rod for Manny?
It's like the Heartlight getting grooves for Big Dumb Danny.
So Alex came back, but no one did a dance.
Hicks put his 12-pounder back inside his pants.
Alex said, listen, I'm running the show.
So back came Alex, little clubhouse hoe.
Now the team is a joke. It's truly a shame.
Hammer says they might lose 100 games.
At least Alex has his boy, but who's the real bitch?
It's a three-headed monster
named Buck, Hart, and Hicks.
This is the story of the clubhouse hoe. Alex winds him up, and there he goes. Get the mud off my shoes, and oil my mitt. Wax my hairy ass, and pop my zits. I do my laundry, fill up my truck, and hold my middle finger to flip off Buck. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, Nicky.
All right, there it is. Dizzy D and Coco, the clubhouse hoe.
That is greatness.
Wow, nice stuff from them.
Didn't they leave you a note?
As a matter of fact, they did. Should I read this on the air?
I guess.
I think times are better when they're not around.
Boy, I don't.
All right,
I think they're
guys.
Great. And so do the P1s. The P1s love it.
All right, here is a note. It comes to me from Coco. Mike, we saw Earth, Wind, and Fire back together at the Grammys and thought it would be kick-ass to make a comeback. It seems that PCP really does help you write great music, but you already know that, Rhymes. Love and peace and Hogfoot, Coco. All right, well, but I guess we can expect more from them very soon, can't we?
Probably not. It's probably once every 2 years.
You know, what I would think, Rhymes, is when we go to Surprise in a couple months, I would expect a spring training report from them guys.
Now, yeah. Maybe Dizzy D and Coco will be by the channel, and maybe something will happen to inspire them. Who knows?
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. All right, it is 5:30. Now, this is the barbershop quartet. Oh, they're here? All right, coming up next, the all-girl barbershop quartet here on The Ticket.